Utah writer Gina Wickwar.
Chittenango is a small village about 40 miles east of Syracuse, New York. We just got back from a trip to this little town because of Oz. Chittenango is where L. Frank Baum was born in 1856, and he is still its very favorite son. For the last 30 years, the town has held an Ozfest, complete with munchkins, musical entertainment, various guests associated with the MGM movie, an outdoors art festival, and a great parade with floats, marching bands, and hand-waving city officials. Thousands of people come to Chittenango every year for this celebration. Last week, there was 20,000 souls lining the streets. And this year, it's where the International Wizard of Oz Club decided to hold its annual meeting. Naturally, I dragged my husband across the United States to join hundreds of fellow travelers for not only a board meeting, a club convention, but also Chittenango's Ozfest, where, as Oz Club officials, we got to ride in the parade and were treated like royalty. 7 miles to the west of Chittenango is another small burg, Fayetteville. It, too, is famous for its Oz connections. It is where L. Frank Baum's mother-in-law, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, grew up. Like her son-in-law, Matilda would live to have a great impact on this country. Born in 1826 to a committed abolitionist, she grew up in a home that served as part of the Underground Railroad. Many an escaping slave found his way to her home during the Civil War. After marrying a local businessman named Henry Gage, Matilda gave birth to 5 children, one of whom, Maud, was destined to become the wife of L. Frank Baum. But Matilda was not just a free thinker, as she was described contemporaneously. She was also a fervid champion of the Native Americans of New York's Iroquois Confederacy. More importantly, she was an ardent feminist, and along with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, worked relentlessly for the cause of women's suffrage and equality. With Stanton, she co-authored the first 3 volumes of Women's Suffrage, a cri de coeur of the early feminists. After a long struggle to raise awareness and funds, a group of scholars has now been able to restore Matilda's Fayetteville home on Genesee Street to its mid-Victorian splendor. It is now a docent-guided museum that welcomes school children and all other visitors who wish to learn about this spectacular woman's life and times. Inside are various rooms, each devoted to a certain aspect of Matilda's passions. The Iroquois Confederacy, abolition. There is actually a trap door one can open to peer down into the cellar where runaway slaves were hidden before they were moved on to another safe house. And most prominently, the suffrage movement. A prolific writer, Matilda churned out numerous pamphlets and books on the subject, and they are all there for the curious to pore through. We also have Matilda to thank for L. Frank's greatest achievement. After her husband passed away, she spent part of the year living with L. Frank and Maud and their 4 sons in both Aberdeen and then Chicago. It is well documented that she was L. Frank's staunchest admirer and constantly urged him to publish the stories he had told his sons and other children. It's not clear that, without her prodding, he would have sought publication, first for Mother Goose in Prose, his initial bestseller, and then for the book that would make him immortal, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Quite a lot to pack into one woman's lifetime, don't you think? This is Gina Wickwar.